The word today is stand. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. God wishes for us to take a stand against evil and empowers us by the Holy Spirit to continue standing strong. We are not to quit easily, but are to keep on standing in God's strength, even when it gets difficult. God has millions of Christians all over the world standing with you, and Jesus will never abandon you. Here to encourage us more with this topic is Pastor Douglas Schrader with Ralph Storrs from Transworld Radio on The Word Today, Stand.
Once again, I have the privilege of sharing some time with Ralph Storrs from Transworld Radio. He is the United States Director of Media and Services, and he is with me for a second time, which is such a privilege. We get to hear him talking about a topic that we started last time, and he's going to talk more about this topic of standing in the Lord.
Well, thank you again, Doug. And as you remember last time, we talked in Ephesians 6, where we talked about we stand in power, we stand prepared, we stand with passion, and we stand in perseverance. As I began studying this subject a little bit more, I began thinking of other variations of stand that I found in the scriptures and some thoughts. The first thing that we're called to is to simply stand up. In Ezekiel 2:1, and he said to me, "Son of man, stand to your feet, and I will speak with you." Then the Spirit entered me when he spoke to me and set me on my feet, and I heard him who spoke to me. So standing up is one of the first actions that we need to do. Stand strong. In Ephesians 6:10, it says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power." And then I think of the word stand firm. Ephesians 6:11 says, "Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil." We talked about last time, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against Satan and the principalities and the spiritual forces that are out there. Another area of standing firm is in Galatians 5:1. It says, "For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." And then in 1 Corinthians 16:13, it says, "Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong." Now, Pastor, I understand you recently did a teaching out of 1 Corinthians 15 that ties right into this.
Yes, just a couple of weeks ago, I was speaking about the most comforting verses in the scriptures, and everyone has their own list of maybe three or four that they find so comforting, so endearing to them, and certainly 1 Corinthians chapter 15 should be among the favorite chapters for Christians because it talks about the resurrection of Jesus. And interestingly, what ties in with what Ralph is sharing with us about standing and all the different phrases for about standing up and standing strong, in 1 Corinthians 15, in regard to the resurrection of Jesus, Paul says right at the beginning of the chapter, "Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you have received and on which you have taken your stand." Everything depends on the fact that Jesus was physically raised from the dead. And as Christians, this is it. This is the ultimate thing that we are putting our hope and our confidence in. We will take our stand, and the world may not like it, but this is the gospel, and this is the power of salvation. So that's what we are going to stand on, like the solid foundation for our salvation.
Exactly. Another variation of stand firm that I see in the scripture is steadfast. Stand fast. In James 5:11, it says, "Behold, consider those blessed who remained steadfast, who stood. You've heard of the steadfastness of Job, and you've seen the purpose of the Lord, how the Lord is compassionate and merciful." Another area of steadfast is in resistance. 1 Peter 5:9 says, "Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world." Another word that I thought of is withstand. In Ephesians 6:13, it says, "Therefore take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to then stand firm." Here's a word that you might not have thought about in regard to stand: understand. You know, if we're going to take a stand for Christ, we need to understand the times that we are in. And Romans 13:11-14, it says, "And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep." That characterizes much of the church today, unfortunately. "For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife or in envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ to make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust." Another area of understand, you remember the men of Issachar? In 1 Chronicles 12:32, it says, "In the tribe of Issachar, there were 200 leaders of the tribe with their relatives. All these men understood the signs of the time and knew the best course for Israel to take." Do we have men today, men and women today, who understand the times that we are in, so they know how to speak and know how to discern and know the directions that we should take? Now, this one may surprise people as we're talking about stand, but there is an aspect of stand down. This is a military term. Often, you know, you would have some soldiers or a detachment, and they would come up near an enemy, and all of a sudden the lieutenant might go, "Gentlemen, soldiers, stand down." And I love this one because in 2 Chronicles 20:15, it said, "Listen, all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed at this great horde, for the battle is not yours, but God's." There are times when we need to stand firm and stand ready, but the battle goes to the Lord. In fact, in 2 Chronicles 20:17, it says, "You will not need to fight this battle. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid, do not be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, and the Lord will be with you." So there's not this idea of retreating or standing off. It's stand prepared and be ready, but there are times when I'm going to show you my power and my might, where the battle is not yours, and I'm going to fight it for you. In fact, Exodus, it happened the same thing with Moses. Moses said to the people, "Don't fear, stand firm. Watch this. Stand right here in the ready and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians that you see today, you're not going to see him ever again." And then the last thing that I have, Pastor Doug, that I think is so important if we're going to take a stand for Christ today, we need to be willing to stand out. And here's what I mean by that. Romans 12:1-2. It says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind," that comes through the word, "that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The other thing that God says is, you know, he says that we're weird. He does. In 1 Peter 2:9, he says, "You're a peculiar people. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of God's own possession, to proclaim the virtues of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." That is an area where we need to stand down, to stand up. We need to stand firm. We need to understand, but we need to stand out. And finally, when it comes to standing out, I think of the Sermon of the Mount, and where Jesus says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." You know, there's a question that I might have for those that are listening. Is there an area in your life where you know you are compromising your stand for Christ, where you're blending in with the world and you know you need to take a stand? We need to be able to go to the foot of the cross. We need to know our sins are forgiven. We need to know that our Savior is risen. And when you go to the foot of the cross, and when you stand in power, when you stand prepared, when you stand with passion, and you stand with perseverance, then the next time an opportunity comes for you to stand up for the Lord, we can let others know that we're going to make our lives count for him. And I just think that now is the time, in these days and in these times, for the believer, for the church, to stand for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is so important for us to understand this. And the first thought as I'm listening to this is that God will never leave us alone. We don't have to stand alone. He's given us his Holy Spirit. Jesus said when he was preparing to ascend, he said, "I'll send you another comforter, another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." And that should be hopeful and helpful to you, because it can seem overwhelming when we're supposed to stand against the world and stand against all of the enemies of Christ. But don't despair. The Lord Jesus is always with us, and his Spirit dwells within us. If you've received Christian baptism, if you haven't, I invite you to do so. The Lord Jesus is calling you to forgive your sins and to give you eternal life. And he promises that we'll never be alone, but that as God's adopted children, he loves us dearly, and we can be different. We can be okay. We can stand out and stand strong because of the Spirit of God that he has given us. So take encouragement from all of this good word that you've heard today, and I pray that you will go to the Word of God and find strength to stand out, stand up, stand strong, and be prepared by the Lord Jesus Christ for his return and the salvation that is in him.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.